This time on Culturefile, we're on the banks of the Bosporus, not necessarily in the city of corruption and rebellion, though maybe, but we're certainly in the imaginary city conjured up by Nobel Prize-winning Istanbul novelist Orhan Pamuk. Pamuk legendarily ploughed his Nobel Prize winnings into creating a museum based on the world of his novel, The Museum of Innocence, assembling a trove of artifacts from lives that were only ever lived in his writings. Luke McManus reports from Istanbul on an immersive hybrid of the real and the imaginary.
Istanbul, and winter has been driven from the city by a tenacious sun. Ferries and ships cut blinding white trails through the indigo water of the Bosphorus, and wonders await you at every street corner. On the Asian side of the city, buskers have gathered to entertain the shoppers of Kadıköy. Around the corner, a crowd of Fenerbahçe football fans are taunting the team bus of Bursaspor, their opponents of the day. There's no shortage of antiquity in this city. The mosques, museums and palaces are rich treasure houses of artifacts from many cultures, periods and peoples. But the Museum of Innocence is quite different. It's the creation of one man, Orhan Pamuk, renowned author of the novel of the same name, and it's the product of almost a decade of devoted work by the writer, who is believed to have spent his entire Nobel Prize winnings on the building and its contents. The Museum of Innocence, the novel, tells the story of Kemal Basmashi, a wealthy Istanbul industrialist who falls for his beautiful young cousin, Füsun. Their affair is passionate and short-lived, but Kemal becomes obsessed, gathering mementos of Füsun and placing them in a museum. This strange tale plays out against a vividly drawn backdrop of 1970s Istanbul society, where the currents of modernization and westernization turbulently collide with religion and tradition. Kate Fennell, academic and writer, has been an Istanbul resident for the past 3 years.
The museum itself is an absolute beauty to behold. For any kind of visual artist walking in, you'll be immediately impressed. It's like a visual installation. And it's known that Orhan Pamuk actually studied art first. He dreamed of being a painter from a very young age. But then at the age of 25, he turned around and said, no, I want to be a writer. You've got little vitrines full of these tiny passport photos all hung on by threads dangling down. And you've got rows and rows of butterflies of every type, metal, gold, diamante, all these kind of butterflies. I mean, that must have taken some meticulousness to collect. It seems like he was going to flea markets for years.
The level of detail here is really quite bewildering. There are over 80 chapters, and each one has an exhibit devoted to it. Chapter 1, The Happiest Moment of My Life. We see the earring described with such sensuous detail and import by the book's narrator, in front of a lace curtain. Every now and then the lace curtain behind the earring blows up, as if being disturbed by a passing wind. Chapter 3, Distant Relations, is a case filled with the detritus of a life, a sewing machine, a box of seamstress's tools, but most of all, family photos, presumably gathered from the many junk shops and vintage stores and flea markets that surround this museum in this area of Beyoğlu. It really is an attempt to create two people, and not just in the form of a novel, but in the form of the ephemera and the objects of their everyday lives. And here in chapter 28, we almost get a sense of what this is all about. Eşyaların Teselisi, the Consolation of Objects. A ceramic model of a croissant, a lady's watch, a cigarette butt, a nutcracker, a weathered black and white photo of a mosque, and above, a vintage toy train. A collection of children's cartoons and games, optical illusions, puzzles, cut from the pages of a newspaper or a magazine, surrounding a photo frame, but within the frame is not a photograph, but a moving image.
Cary Grant and this year's Academy Award winner Grace Kelly, two exciting personalities who were made for each other. And now Alfred Hitchcock brings them into very close contact in this perfect tale of romantic intrigue, filmed on the beautiful French Riviera.
Grace Kelly and Cary Grant driving a convertible along the winding culverts above Monte Carlo. And though the clumsy rear projection now looks laughably unrealistic, the beauty of the vehicle, that out-of-focus, warm Mediterranean light of the backgrounds, and most of all the presence of our two lead actors, creates a sense of almost unbearable nostalgic glamour.
That's why you came out here, isn't it?
At the museum's top floor is the end of the novel. A monolithic plaque says, between 2000 and 2007, Kemal Basmachi lived in this room where Orhan Pamuk sat and listened to his story. Kemal Basmachi passed away on 12th of April 2007. Beside it, let everyone know I lived a very happy life. It's, in a way, there's an extraordinary act of creation because it's about two people that are the main characters in his novel. I mean, it's really strange. I found it quite ghostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing about this, I think, museum, that you can see it without having read the book. You know, it has its own context. It has its own beauty. It immediately you get the impression that it's a little bit obsessive, and the book is about obsessive love. It's, to me, a little bit creepy, if I'm be honest, that this love, you know, took on such proportions. But maybe that's what love is as well, kind of infatuation in a sense.
Obsession at this scale is unnerving, certainly. But Pamuk's Bizarre Museum is beguiling, surprising, and beautiful. And though the heartbreak it commemorates might be entirely invented, it's still tremendously affecting.
Luke McManus now back in Stony Batter. Orhan Pamuk's novel, The Museum of Innocence, is available from your local independent bookstore.